Coming up on episode number 348, we've got 9 tracks tonight and some trivia, all done with the human voice and a little creativity. It's the a cappella theme show, and I'm going to clear my throat. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher. Whole world is rough. It's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will come on in and cover me.
I think I need to add a few more voices in there. Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's July 31st, 2007. My name is Brian Abbott, and welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, as you can tell by that intro, it's all a cappella, but thankfully, that's the only song you're going to hear that's actually recorded beat. I can't do this while that's in the background. It's the only track you're going to hear tonight that's recorded by me. We've got stuff coming up from Exit 69, Spiral Mouth, The Bobs, and Schrodinger's Cat, but we're going to go ahead and get things kicked off with a song that was originally done by B.W. Stevenson but made more famous by Three Dog Night. It's Shambhala, and it's performed here by Rockapella.
Wash away my pain with the rain of Shambhala.
Hey, wash away my sorrow, away my shame with the rain of Shambhala.
Everyone is helpful, everyone is kind on the road to Shambhala.
Shambhala, tell me, how does your light shine in the halls of Shambhala?
Shambhala!
Tell me, how does your light shine in the halls of Shambhala?
Tell me,
how does your light shine in the halls of Shambhala?
Ooh, yeah, on the road to Shambhala. talk about entertainment, celebration. I'll be back to frame you when I grow up. I'll be stable when I grow up. I'll turn the table, trying hard to fit among you, floating out. Watch my temper, I go mental. I'll try to be gentle when I grow up. I'll be stable when I grow up. I'll turn the table when I grow up. When I grow up. When I grow up, when I grow up, I'll turn the table.
That is Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard, performed there by a group called Foreshadow, comes from an album, Where Have They Been? And it's a cover, of course, of Paul Simon's song. Before that, Stanford's Mixed Company bringing you When I Grow Up from their 2004 release Tree Museum. That's a cover of Garbage, one of my favorite covers there, one of my favorite a cappella covers. And before that, we start off the whole show with Shambhala by Rockapella from their 2002 release Smilin'. That was a suggestion that actually I just got in the mail like an hour ago. And you know what? I'm pulling it up to see if I can find who suggested it. And there it is. Drew. Drew suggested that one. He also suggested this next track, which is Schrodinger's Cat from their album Big Beat A Cappella, with a very, very cool Prince cover of When Doves Cry. Here's Schrodinger's Cat.
Baby, baby, my name is Nate in Santa Rosa. I would like to request the Bob to cover a to do an excellent cover of Purple Haze. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Those are the Hyundai Da Singers with their rendition of Glen Campbell's Rhinestone Cowboy. Thanks to Thomas and Jamie from Hyundai who turned me on to that. So Hyundai's current campaign is the Da campaign. And so to kick that off, their dealerships are getting CDs, or maybe they've already gotten these CDs, featuring music that just contains the word Da. It's all a cappella, and they do also Sprach Zarathustra, William Tell Overture, Flight of the Valkyries, Mission Impossible, things like that, all with a cappella singers who only use the word Da. Before that, you heard Purple Haze by the Bobs, by suggestion. And at the top of that set, When Doves Cry, originally by Prince, performed there by Schrodinger's Cat from the album Big Beat Acapella. That Purple Haze track, by the way, I should tell you a little bit more about it, comes from the album The Bobs Sing the Songs Of, which is excellent. You gotta check that one out. Listeners, I need your help. Claire from Tallahassee. Well, you know what? I'll just let her introduce herself.
Hi, Brian. This is Claire in Tallahassee. I was listening to some ELO today, and I was wondering if you had ever found a acapella cover of ELO's Mr. Blue Sky. If you can find that and play that either at your acapella show or just whenever, I'd love to hear it. It was a smile on my face. So keep up the good work, and happy listening. Bye.
Thanks, Claire. Yeah, I did searching around. I contacted Chad from the ACA podcast, and we could not find an a cappella cover of Mr. Blue Sky. So I'm opening it up to the audience. If anyone there has ever heard a version of that, there's got to be. I mean, that's like that song absolutely lends itself to an a cappella version. So hopefully there's someone out there who's recorded one, and please let me know. In the meantime, let's go ahead and get to another track. It's by one of my favorite a cappella bands, the Brown Derbies. This is from their 2002 release, Hybrid, and it's a cover of Moby and Gwen Stefani's South Side.
Myself in the pouring dawn. See the light come over him. See myself in the pouring rain. I watch hope come over me. Watch a light move across the screen. I watch a light come over me.
And my side.
69 with Aural Pleasure, which was the name of the album that track comes from. 32 Flavors is the name of the song, and it's a cover of Ani DeFranco. Before that, Spiral Mouth from their 1999 debut self-titled CD with Soundgarden's Spoon Man. Of course, it's all a cappella, but of course they can use some vocal tricks there to make it sound like electric guitars and things like that. And then at the top of that set, Southside by the Brown Derbies from their 2002 release Hybrid. And of course, that's a cover of the song that was done by Moby with Gwen Stefani. Well, that horrible microphone noise can only mean one thing, and that's that Tina is down here in the basement with me.
Yep, I'm here.
And are you going to be typing, or are you going to...
No, I'm not. Okay. So was that... So you said that last song was Gwen Stefani and Moby?
The first song was Gwen Stefani
first
and
song. Oh, cool. I like them both.
Okay.
I like the last song, too, actually.
The 32 Flavors?
Yeah, it was really nice.
It's a fun song.
Yeah.
Ani DeFranco is just this amazing singer-songwriter who... just has this great following of folk and punk. I mean, she's like the crossover mm-hmm. between folk and punk.
And, where's she from?
I think she's Canadian.
Oh.
You know, put me on the spot here. I'm pretty sure she's Canadian.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I just thought you knew.
Not off the top of my head. I'm pretty sure, though. She, I've got that great version of her with Jackie Chan doing Unforgettable. yeah. Well, she was born in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Ani DiFranco was born in Buffalo. So
Ani. Okay.
Or Annie. Annie DiFranco.
Okay.
Maybe it's Annie DiFranco. Not Ani DiFranco.
How's it spelled?
A-N-I.
Oh. yeah, probably Annie.
I think Annie. Okay. Annie DiFranco. Not Canadian at all. New York.
Okay,
New
how
York,
about that?
New York born and bred. So Tina's with me.
I am.
For a rare non-request show, Musically Challenged. Why, do you ask, am I doing a Musically Challenged during the acapella show? Because we have a special Musically Challenged done by the incomparable Chad Bergeron from the Aka podcast. So let's get right into that.
Wow, how fitting.
Yes.
Okay.
Hello, Brian.
Hey.
Hello, Tina.
Hello.
This is Chad Bergeron from over at the Aka podcast, here with the first ever acapella parody Musically Challenged. I'll be playing snippets from the openings of four parody a cappella songs.
Bewitched.
I want you to tell me the name and artist of the song they are parodying. Now, I don't expect this to be much of a challenge, so to make things interesting, I'd also like you to listen to the rewritten lyrics and tell me what it is the groups are singing about. I'll give you 1 point for getting the original song and artist, and another point for figuring out what the lyrics are about. I'll also give you another 2 points at the end if you can figure out the common theme in all the songs. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question
yes.
one.
That's a sting. What? Which
police?
Yeah, police. What's the title? I can't think of it.
He's got a small problem. He will not grow. He's washed up now and he's got no life.
So it's got to be either about Webster or Gary
many
Coleman.
Financial problems and family strife.
All right.
Huh.
So you knew it was the police or Sting.
Yes.
The song.
Yeah.
King of Pain.
Yeah. 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 That's the name. Okay. and then we have to find what
the song is about.
What the song's about.
Yeah. What the cover is about or the parody is about. And I think it's either Webster. I can't remember Webster's real name. Or Gary Coleman.
Huh. Why do you think that?
Well, I was listening to the lyrics while you were...
I was thinking. So... but it talked about... I don't... Okay.
He's got a small problem. He will not grow. There's a little black boy on a TV show. He's got a small problem. He will not grow.
Oh, I would say it's by Gary Coleman.
What have I been saying?
You said Webster.
And?
And Gary Coleman. I'm voting for Webster. Or I'm sorry, Gary Coleman.
Yeah, I think it's Gary Coleman also.
Okay.
Are you here tonight?
I am.
Okay.
Question two.
Norman Bates was just a motel owner. No one liked him. He was such a loner. Through the wall he sees me. An evil plan conceives he. I am nude, I get a sudden fright. Was the music in the night?
So about movies too, right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, that was about Psycho.
Yeah, it was about Psycho.
Okay.
And the song, the original?
Oh, I have no idea.
Was Music of the Night, was that Cats? I believe that was Cats, Music of the Night.
I don't know. It didn't sound familiar.
Okay. All right, continuing on.
Jen
okay.
Three.
Jiggle, 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 ji Once upon a time, you were on prime time, made the Monday lineup on Fox at 9. Didn't you?
This is awesome.
Your complaints and whines while defending crimes in your high hem lines made Gloria Steinem spit on you. And all the 90s women heed your call and share your deep desire to have it all. But they don't see the way you stay so small.
Oh, I totally know. It's the Calista
behind
Flockhart.
The locked door of the
what was that show called? I forgot.
Sitting there hunched
and then original
over
Bob Dylan, right? Yeah.
The old last meal.
Oh, what was it called?
You just want to sing that next line, don't you? And then that'll tell you. Hallie McBeal.
Yes, that's right. Okay, yeah.
So Bob Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone, and of yep. course it's about Hallie McBeal. I think I've played that, I want to say I've played that on Coverville, but I'm not sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Question 4.
I just don't know where I should go. I'm riding down the freeway in a white Ford Bronco.
Yeah, you know, that's really funny when you think about what the song, the original is, and what it's, this one's about. Do you recognize the original yet?
I do, but I can't think of, because it has different lyrics. It's like screwing me up.
Yeah, we'll get back. Let's listen to more of it.
I have the bloody glove, and what exactly did Kato see? Now he's making pornography, and I ran so far.
So they're talking about O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
But is it a show?
No.
Oh, okay. So, see, that's where I'm confused. I was thinking I had
we'll
to name a show.
The theme. We'll worry about the theme okay. afterwards. He just wants to know what the original artist and
Flock
and,
of Seagulls.
Very good. And the song title?
I Ran.
Very good.
Okay.
Parenthetical, So Far Away.
Yeah. I know. I love their hair. You know, back in the 80s, wasn't that fun?
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it today.
Well, there you are. If you want to go back and listen again, be my guest. You can also take this opportunity to pause and discuss the songs that you just heard, if you haven't already.
So, I would originally say the theme is TV characters, TV and movie characters. You know, Arnold Drummond and Norman Bates and Calista or Hallie McBeal. Uh-huh. But that last one being O.J. Simpson... I mean, that whole thing happened on TV, but...
Maybe it's because they're famous other than for being on TV. I don't know.
Yeah, could be. Like, they've got... sure, that's not... I mean, Norman Bates... Anthony Perkins never really had kind of you know, the domestic issues, the anorexia issues, the Calista Flockhart, you know, those theorized in the news rags.
I know. So you think, okay, so there's somebody who's a loner, there's somebody who's small, there's somebody who's thin, there's somebody who killed somebody, you know, or right. alleged killed somebody.
I think you're overanalyzing.
Yeah,
I think
I guess
it's,
so.
I think it's... with the exception of OJ, I'd say it's fictional characters, but all right, let's see what we got.
Okay.
Are you ready for the answers?
Yes, we are.
Here we go. Question 1. The name of this song is Conrad Bain, a parody by Pennsylvania 65,000 of Police's King of Pain,
that's
of course.
That's awesome.
The lyrics are sung from the perspective of Conrad Bain, who played the father on Different Strokes, and it's about the other cast members.
So are all the songs third person?
No, I don't think so.
Let's see, rip billows down the bathtub. He used a knife. He did.
Question 2. Yes, It's Psycho, the musical. A delightful twist on Andrew Lloyd Webber's Music of the Night from Phantom of the Opera.
Phantom of the Opera.
Sung here by Moose Butter, they managed to squeeze in most of the plot of Psycho into this rendition.
Was more than slight. Was the music in the night?
Question 3. American folk singer Bob Dylan probably never predicted that 40 years after coming out with Like a Rolling Stone, Da Vinci's Notebook would adopt it in parody of the late 90s TV hit show Ally McBeal. Question 4. Pennsylvania 65,000 again, here making light of the O.J. Simpson case with I-Ram. The name is the same as the cheesy Flock of Seagulls original, but I bet the hairstyles are different.
I guess he's not a fan, 'cause I should have run away to Japan.
Sorry, I'm still cracking up over the King of Pain, Conrad Bain connection there.
I know.
And did you get the bonus? All of the songs heard in this Musically Challenged are inspired by items seen on the big screen and the small screen. Of course, making this connection meant figuring out most of all of the parody lyrics, which is why it was worth 2 points. Well, Brian and Tina, how did you do?
I think
you probably did pretty well, and out of a possible 10 points, you got between 7 and 9. Thanks for playing this game of Musically Challenged. I hope you had as much fun playing as I did putting it together. And if you or the other residents of Coverville would like to hear great a cappella music, head on over to the Acca Podcast at www.accapodcast.com, or look me up in iTunes. And if you have a suggestion for the next a cappella Musically Challenged, feel free to email me at chad@accapodcast.com. Thanks!
Thanks, Chad. A very cool twist on Musically Challenged there with parodies of a cappella, or parody a cappella tracks.
Mm-hmm. I think we did pretty well.
I think we did.
I mean, I think we really got the theme.
Yeah.
In so many ways.
I think so, too.
Okay.
Chad, if you're listening, you be the judge, but I think we got it right. All right, thanks Tina for joining us for Musically Challenged. If you want to submit a Musically Challenged segment, please do. If you've got an idea for one, I'd love it. Send it on in. You can email me at coverville@gmail.com. Of course, that's also the request email address, the request line, and comment line. Recording is 206-222-COVER, and then you can post a message on the weblog or in the forums at www.coverville.com. We'll be back on Thursday night with an AC/DC cover show, or cover story.
Anna Burke will like that.
She will like that, yes.
Yep.
I might even do it tomorrow night instead of Thursday night, but we'll have to see because we're going out Thursday night.
It's your birthday.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So we'll be back for the next show. Until then, this is Brian Ibbitt saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. All right, let's try this again. Coverville is a proud member of...
Backbeat Media.
And bandwidth for Coverville's provided by
Cashfly, CACHEFLY.com.
Very good. All right.